pack, the beach ball, football and kite. That was Jay, who wanted to go to the beach to play games. Don't forget water, cheese twists, strawberries and watermelon. That was Uncle Eddie, who fancied a picnic. And sunscreen and lots of magazines and a towel for Ailsa in case she forgets hers. That was Joanna, who was 14 and was bringing her school friend along. And the parasol and sun hats. Auntie Kira wanted to do nothing in the shade. As they packed the car, their ginger cat, Nigel, stretched out on the garden path and snoozed in the sun, sometimes lazily lifting a paw to swat a buzzing bee. He, Auntie Kira said, certainly knew how to relax. When finally they set off, Jay, Joanna and Ailsa had to sit in the back with a football, a hamper and a beach ball under their feet. The car trundled towards the coast. The sky was blue, the sun was shining, summery tunes tinkled from the radio. On days like this, Auntie Kira said, it's wonderful to be alive. She gave a contented sigh. I can't wait to put my feet up. Me too, Joanna and Ailsa chimed together. The heat makes me lazy, Joanna said, then hummed along with the radio until she got annoyed with her little brother. Stop fidgeting with that ball, she whined. I'm not fidgeting, Jay protested. I'm just touching it. Eventually, they arrived at the beach, where there was a welcome, gentle breeze off the sea.
The sun has brought the whole world here, Uncle Eddie said.
It took time to unload the car, find a free space, then set up the parasol and their other bits and pieces. Anyone would think we're here for the whole school holiday, said Joanna, already plastering sunscreen onto her arms. She and Ailsa shook out their beach towels, chose their magazines, then laid themselves down. Don't disturb us, Joanna said, staring at her brother. Or me, Auntie Kira said. I want to finish my book. Soon, they were all lying stretched out, with the sun shining down, waves lapping in the distance, and gulls wheeling in the blue sky.
Too hot for games, Auntie Kira murmured.
Jay lay stiff as a board. He tried hard to relax. He wriggled his toes, squinted his eyes, and gazed at a bird. He turned and eyed the beach ball. Then he saw his auntie's book drop onto the sand. 2 minutes later, the same thing happened with his big sister's magazine. And Ailsa, as far as he could see, had her eyes closed. They're asleep, Jay whispered to his uncle. Like Jay, Uncle Eddie wasn't keen on relaxing.
Fancy building a boat? He asked.
Jay nodded eagerly. Uncle Eddie pointed to a quiet patch of beach near the sea, where soon the two of them were scooping up damp sand and shaping a huge sandcastle. Except it wasn't a castle. It was a boat. I can be captain, Jay said, patting the front of the boat. Uncle Eddie made a place for them to sit in the boat. Jay ran around and found shells for controls and a piece of driftwood for the rudder. It was a fantastic boat. A few people strolled up to look.
A boat like that'll take you all over the world, one man said, who was so impressed, he took a photo.
When the boat was ready, Jay and his uncle took their seat.
Let's cross the ocean, Uncle Eddie said.
Jay pressed a few shells and off they went. I can see whales, sharks and dolphins, Jay yelled.
I can see mermaids and flying fish, said Uncle Eddie,
busy moving the rudder up and down.
It's a magic boat, he laughed. We can go wherever we like.
Let's go to Spain, Jay said, because that's where his friend had gone.
Aye, aye, Captain,
yelled Uncle Eddie. So they sped to Spain,
where it was even hotter, and people were surfing and water skiing.
Duck!
Shouted Uncle Eddie.
Speedboat heading this way!
Jay ducked just in time. How about going to the moon? Suggested Jay.
Good idea!
His uncle lifted the rudder. We can cool down on the moon. So they zoomed to the moon. But as soon as they got there, Jay started shivering.
Too chilly on the moon, Jay said.
Let's go back to Scotland. Maybe we can see the Loch Ness Monster. Jay wasn't sure whether the monster actually existed, but he wanted to take a look.
We could try,
Uncle Eddie said. And next thing, they were sailing up and down Loch Ness, with Jay keeping an eye out for monsters. He must be under the water, Jay said.
Plug your nose, called Uncle Eddie. Going under.
They plunged the magic sandboat under the loch, and sure enough, there was the monster, sleeping in an underwater cave. Jay peered over the side, but just then, the monster opened one huge yellow eye. Jay yelled, and his uncle swung the boat upwards. In moments, they were back on the beach.
Phew! That was close, cried Jay.
Uncle Eddie helped Jay out of the boat. They were breathless with excitement.
I think I could lie down now, Jay said.
Me too, said his uncle. That was a pretty thrilling adventure.
So they plonked themselves down on their beach towels and were soon fast asleep, which was just around the time Auntie Kira and the girls woke up.
Fancy a wee paddle, Joanna said.
So they took a cooling paddle in the shallow waves and admired a wonderful boat made from sand.
Look at those lazy lumps,
Joanna said, nodding towards her uncle and her brother, snoring away like sleeping seals.
You'd think they'd been to the moon and back,